we had a donation that came up from Cork, and I don't like to say this because the generosity all over Ireland has been amazing. And basically, we had to get that lorry emptied. First of all, there was many to do that, and then everything then was sent up here. We have filled 7 skips this week of people dumping off absolutely disgusting stuff.
If you had to guess, do you think people in goodwill passed this stuff on, or they saw an opportunity to get rid of their rubbish?
As again, the majority of the country all over Ireland has been absolutely the stuff that they brought. We wouldn't be able to do this for for these families if most of the stuff wasn't good. But the volunteers up here have to unload this, check through every single bag, unlist stuff, go to people's houses to collect this stuff. So it's taken our time up, which we need. Like, for instance, today we've got 5 families that need rehomed and everything for their houses. So we will stay here to all hours tonight until we've got that done.
This lorry from Cork, was it all stuff that was not suitable?
I would say 1/4 of the lorry was fine and the rest had to be dumped. We had clothes with vomit and we had clothes that were sent up all covered in paint, you know, and I just think, you know, what way do we live with our families? You know, we'd like to give them respect, decency. They've lost everything. They've lost their clothes. Their children's lost their toys. So far, again, because of the generosity of the public, we've been able to give them, when they look at the stuff that they get, they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They break down. They're crying. They can't believe that all of a sudden they have nothing and everything is put together. But for the small team that's working up here, and believe you me, we're working night and day.
Mm-hmm.
We've forgot our own families, really, at this stage. It makes our work an awful lot harder.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, it's worth highlighting so people, you know, just be conscious of that. But from your own perspective now, Susan, sorry, just so we can get down to how people can best help, you know, rather than it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in other words, so it's proper help. What do you need? How do they contact you? Go through that stuff for us.
We basically have a Facebook page put up, and it's Any Shown Flood Relief. Now, a lot of families have contacted us with items, and what we have is a database set up. People that come into us who maybe have been given keys today, they become our first protocol to get them into home. So they become like an emergency priority within this depot.
Yeah.
So basically they go home that evening and they have everything that they need for their home. We are short of wash machines, cookers and fridges. We are short of electrical items and full tea sets.
Full what, sorry?
Full tea sets.
Tea sets, like okay. Yeah. No, I get you. So are we talking kettles, toasters as well when you say electrical goods, maybe a telly?
Yes, kettles, toasters, irons, hair dryers even for families.
An
that
iron?
Get kids going out to school, yep.
Yeah.
The basic essentials.
So are you trying to now match, in other words, you're matching needs, so you know what people's needs are, and at this point now, really, if someone says, all right, I've got this stuff, you're trying to match it to this database so that...
Well, that's what we do. We take the number of children, boy, girl, adults, whether it's somebody on their own. What we do is match it to our database. And if that family doesn't need the stuff right now, what we do then is collectively get that together. The council has been good enough. We have 5 containers and 2 other premises full of stuff for families. But again, you know, we didn't have, they're not ready, and some of them... What we do is, like today, we've got 5 families, so we go to them containers and take out everything that we need for them families.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, again, through the generosity of the public, we basically then go into our database, and all the families that have contacted us with stuff, we'll start phoning them and saying, look, do you mind if we pick up the double bed or the fridge or, you know, the cooker?
That's amazing.
So that's in 10 days, that's the way we've got it set up.
Wow, I mean, unbelievable, the level of organisation and how smooth everything is running. So look, you know, people, you don't need odd cups, odd sauces, anything like that. You're talking about full tea sets, white goods like cookers, fridges, kettles, toasters, dinner sets, the type of stuff that was water damaged in these people's homes that will give them a help out for the next 6 months or whatever it is till they get into their own home. And how do people contact you best? Through the Facebook page, Flood Relief Buncrana.
They can send messages to our phone, the phone numbers that are there as well. We don't have time to actually answer our phone to very many people because we're flat out. So if they send the details of the item that they want, you know, if it's a fridge, for example, obviously private message is very important. through the Facebook, or they can send any of the phone numbers that's on that as well. You know, basically, I have a fridge to pick up. Here's my address, my phone number. We will get back to you because we have so many families in the database, you know. And that's the way we're working it because we've run out of space.